What people need to understand and remember, and I appreciate there's anxiety around this, but that won't help anything really being worried about it, is the virus travels with people. So for anyone who has been to Canberra since the 5th of August, they are obliged to live out the stay-at-home order that is currently happening in Canberra. So because there is a chance that you may have been in an environment where we now know the virus is there. So that's not for anyone to panic. It's for people to say, okay, I went to Canberra on Monday for a doctor's appointment. I need to not be worried, but I need to stay at home. And I need to stay at home except for the reasons outlined in the stay at home order, which is to get essential food, go to essential medical appointments, etc. So it means then for 14 days, they need to not go out. They don't walk around and shop. They don't go out to restaurants. And they're particularly careful with whom the people they meet. And so it's a difficult concept, I think, for people, but very important. So if you have the virus, and you won't know that for some time, and you are nonetheless potentially infectious for your loved ones and anyone else in your community if you've been to Canberra since that time. So that's very important. It's also very important for the people who are listening who have come down from Canberra, and I understand the roads were very busy yesterday coming down here and also heading toward Batemans Bay. You are subject to that stay-at-home order as if you are living in Canberra. So just because you have come here and you get to see our beautiful beaches and breathe our beautiful air, you are nonetheless subject to that stay-at-home order. You cannot go out to restaurants. You cannot go out and shop. You cannot act as if it doesn't happen. You cannot act as if you have been living in the southeast since that time, because you have in fact been living in Canberra, and therefore you are obliged to maintain that stay-at-home order. Very important. And sorry, and the last piece of all of this is there are a list on the ACT website, and I believe you've got the list, and I can go through the list if you want. If you have been in any of these specific places, such as JB Hi-Fi or the Outlet Centre or the other lists that are on that website, you are deemed, through certain times, you are deemed to be a close contact. So you not only do you have to stay at home, you have to get a COVID test. So there are really three levels of situations that people need to be confident about.
Liz, what do we know about the time period between contracting the virus and being exposed to it and becoming symptomatic? How long is that window?
So with Delta, it's slightly, well, the short answer is 14 days is a standard incubation period for this type of virus. But we do know with Delta, people have become infected very quickly and they have then been able to spread it very quickly. And because with this variant, people can walk around in the community infected but not know it because they don't have any symptoms. That's why we have to be particularly circumspect and why that 14-day window, if you like, is where you need to stay at home in case you are infectious and therefore so you don't spread it. Now, it's pretty easy. If you get sick and you feel sick, you're not likely to go out and shop and go around and go to the football and all that sort of stuff. But the real challenge, or one of the many challenges with this COVID, is that you can be perfectly well but infectious. And therefore, that's why these stay-at-home orders are so important. And fortunately, and for most people, they're not going to be infected. But Canberra have deemed themselves in a public health emergency, which means they are concerned that there is potential spread in the community with a known case. there are now three cases, so there was one, and now there are two subsequent cases linked to the first case, that people need to be particularly cautious, not only for themselves, but most importantly for their loved ones, that they do stay and don't spread it.
And Liz, just I know we've recapped this many times, but would you just mind going over the symptoms for the Delta strain just one more time for our listeners?
Sure. So there are still signs around about cough, breathlessness, fever, aches. And that certainly can happen. But the predominant sign, a symptom in with Delta is headache and gastrointestinal symptoms. So it's not just I don't have a fever and I'm not coughing, but I've got this shocking headache. That's a significant sign. So if people are unwell for any reason, they need to go and get tested. And our staff were swabbing until about 9 o'clock last night at the hospital. We put on, we did, I think, about 170 swabs after 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So people from Canberra were doing the right thing. We know that there were some exposures at the Fiction nightclub or the Fiction bar. And we know some local people had been there and they were all doing the right thing by being tested. And we're very grateful for that. And certainly we're increasing testing at Bega, at Queanbeyan, at Cooma, at Goulburn in relation to all of this in the next few days, because this is the time where people who have been at these places, and it includes the Fiction bar between midnight and 4:45 a.m., the Pentecostal church from 10:30 to 1 on the Sunday, and then, you know, Freedom Furniture, JB Hi-Fi, the Stockade Training Centre. So there's a list, and also the Canberra Outlet Centre between 2 p.m. and 3:30 p.m. on Sunday must monitor for symptoms and get tested immediately if these develop. So the specific ones are deemed close contacts. And the advice for people who went to the outlet centre is to monitor for symptoms and then get tested. But importantly, all of these people are subject to the stay-at-home order for 14 days from the time they were in Canberra.
Liz, many South East residents depend on Canberra for specialist medical treatment. What does that mean for anyone that had an appointment in Canberra in the next 7 days?
So you need to go online and get an exemption. And that system was put up yesterday afternoon and it's certainly on their website this morning. So you need to get an exemption to go into Canberra because Canberra sees New South Wales as a totally red zone. So they're worried about us, not just us worried about them. And you would apply for that online and that won't be a problem.
Dr. Liz Mullins, thanks as always for your insight and information.
Thanks, Paul.